Isaac and Jacob, not Esau. Who saw a ladder reaching up to heaven?
Jacob,
not Esau. Who wrestled all night with an angel?
Jacob,
not Esau. Mm-hmm. Whose descendants got the best land?
Jacob,
mm-hmm. not Esau.
That's right.
Edom, the land that Esau, that was a terrible land. One little bitty strip of fertile land. I mean, it's just horrible land. You go look at that land, it's not good at all. So we must be careful to prize, not despise, our inheritance.
Yeah.
I've heard this, I've never studied it out, so, you know, it's just a little different page. And so just take it and, you know. There's the birthright and then there's blessing. The blessing was the financial part. The birthright was the spiritual part, that you were the spiritual leader of the household, that you took all the spiritual responsibility. That's why he despised the birthright, his spiritual responsibility for that household and going on. And I just heard this. And the blessing, when he wanted the blessing, he didn't get it. The blessing was the financial part of it. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it was Charles Swindell or Charles Finley that taught that. So.
Well, actually, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
It's
in
the
other
opposite.
Words,
the opposite. If you read
the blessing
Genesis,
is not the financial. The blessing is the spiritual, and the birthright is not the birth. It's the financial.
I think it's hard to say because they're meshed together.
Okay. So
I'm not going to come down real hard on this because they are meshed together. Okay, and so. When Jacob was talking to Esau and he sold the, you know, the, mm-hmm. So was he talking about the material or was he talking about
we
the spiritual?
We don't know. I just said
we
just heard
don't know. You
how
see,
that was.
Because they're meshed together.
Yes.
Whoever was the firstborn supposedly got both. You see.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be supposedly the spiritual man, you would need the finances.
What?
Like
yeah.
You need resources to be that. I mean, we need to be back. Just like we have a responsibility on earth to be lights of God, but God backs us with heaven, so we have the resources available to us to be the blessing that God calls us to be. So like for the head of the household, that spiritual, like the firstborn, he had the double portion, but that's his siblings would go to him and whenever they were in trouble, and then he would have the resources available to help his family. So you would need the financial part of it to stand in that. You can't say I'm the spiritual head, but if you have nothing to help your family with, I mean, that's just like having an arm without a hand.
Okay,
that's
a good point, and I'd like to address that point, too. Okay, now I'll address that point next week. One of the things you'll find is that Jacob never got the material, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he bought it from Esau, with a bowl of stew,
yep.
But he never got it, he never received it.
Yep.
Remember, he never received it. Mm-hmm. When he left, went to go to Paddan Aram to get a wife.
Yeah.
When he got there, he was basically a pauper.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing.
But he did get the birthright.
Remember when Abraham sent his servant to go get a wife for Isaac?
Mm-hmm.
That servant took what?
Possessions.
A lot of gifts.
Yeah.
Right? He put rings on her nose and all, you know, all this kind of things, and dressed her all up with necklaces, and you know, she had all kinds of wonderful gifts that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The bride price and all this kind of stuff. But servant gave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jacob comes up there. He has nothing. He has to work 7 years for Laban just to get a wife.
Yes.
He's there with nothing. We would call him a drifter, hitchhiker. You know, I mean, obviously he had a little bit to get up there, right? He had to have something. But he's basically arrived, you know, compared to what he would have had, he had basically nothing, you see. So he had to work 7 years to earn enough money for the bride price for Leah. Actually, it was Rachel, but then he had to work another 7 years. So he had nothing, right? And at the end of the time of working 14 years, what did he have? Nothing. He still had nothing but two wives.
But a cattle.
Two wives. No, he had two wives. That's all he had.
Oh, yeah,
that's all he had, two wives. He was still a pauper, in a sense. So he bargained with Laban to work what?
Was six.
Another, what?
I think it was six years.
Another 6 years, and that's when he got all of his cattle and sheep and da-da-da-da. So when he left Laban, he was wealthy, you see, but he started off with nothing.
But who got the birthright?
Huh?
Who got the birthright?
Well, now, are you talking about the material or the spiritual?
I'm talking about the spiritual, the spiritual head of the household.
That's right.
Jacob got it.
Jacob got the spiritual, and he knew that that was more valuable
than
the material.
It was more valuable than the blessing.
Well, see, when Jacob blessed him, all right, he said, your brother's going to bow down to you, da-da-da-da, you're going to... You know, have all this.
Like he did that.
So all that is wrapped up together in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know. But he wanted the spiritual blessing of Abraham.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That's right.
Through your descendants, I will bless many. Right?
Yeah.
Through your descendants,
yes.
Messiah is going to come.
Amen.
He wanted the spiritual blessing.
Amen.
He wanted to inherit that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he valued. You see that? Mm-hmm. That's what we must value.
Yes.
That's what we must value. And we've got to be able to say, like Aaron, God is my portion.
Yes.
I don't need any land, material, and Israel. I don't need any land or money here on earth. God is my portion. He is more than enough.
Yes,
He is all I need. Because that's all Jacob had when he arrived. He said, all I got is God.
Yes.
But that's all I need.
Amen.
Because God can supply every need. Every need that we have, both spiritual and material.
Yes.
And God did. Right? He got him two wives. All right? And he wound up with a whole bunch of cattle and sheep. So much so that he gave gifts to Esau when he came back. Right? So, you don't have to worry about the material. Ananias and Sapphira, you don't have to worry about the material.
Amen.
Give it all away. Yeah. Give it all away because you got God.
Amen.
Because you got God. What did Jesus say? Leave everything and follow me. Mm-hmm. What did Peter say? Lord, we have left everything to follow you. We have left everything. What do we have? What? You follow me, Peter? If you leave all your God, all your houses and lands and family and everything to come follow me, you will have
houses and
many more times.
Yes.
Right?
And he says houses and lands.
If you come and follow me, you don't have to worry about the finances.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about it. All you got to do is focus on me. Jesus said, read chapter 6 of Matthew, if you want to really get a hold of this.
All right.
Read chapter 6. Jesus says, you can't serve God and money. You can't serve God and money. Ananias and Sapphira were trying to serve God and money. You can't do it. You'll love one and hate the other. Right? Or you'll hate one and love the other. You can't do both. He says, listen. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. God supplies their needs. He will supply your needs.
Amen.
God is all you need. God is your portion.
Yeah.
That is the only inheritance you need. So don't worry about the other stuff. Right?
That's where Gideon ties in with getting rid of the idols.
Yeah.
You gotta get rid of the idol of
mom. Get rid of anything you would lean on and trust in other than God.
And then let God do it.
We live by faith in
yes.
God alone. Mm-hmm. We live by faith in God alone. We live by faith, by trusting, and our trust is totally in
God.
He is our portion.
Eventually, if you follow God, you're going to acquire wealth anyway.
That's what.
But you always have to look at God and not the wealth.
Yeah, always look at God.
Yes.
The money doesn't matter because the money is all God's.
It's just a tool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I mean, if God said, you know, hey, take everything you got and go give it away today and come and follow me. Mm-hmm. Well, would you starve to death?
No.
No way.
No. Would you run around naked because you didn't have any clothes?
No.
No. God will supply your needs. That's what Matthew 6 says, right? Mm-hmm. That's what he said in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, God knows what you need before you ask.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what the shortest phrase is in the Lord's Prayer? Give us today what we need. Everything else is pretty long, isn't it? Now, relatively, that's a short prayer, right? But that's the shortest part. Don't spend a lot of time on that.
We tend to pray more than anything.
Yeah, I know, don't we?
We need to be careful and not do it.
So many people are so concerned, Lord, I got a bill coming up. Let me just pray about 30 minutes about that. But, you know, hallowed be your name, Lord, and I'm going on, you know. No. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We spend some time on that, don't we? But our own needs, you know, it's too much time on them. Because God knows what we need before we ask. He's going to take care of it. Right? Do the birds pray to God? Ask them for food? Do the flowers pray to God? Are they concerned? Are they worried? No. Why should we worry about it? We get the spiritual inheritance.
Amen.
We get God. We got it all.
Amen.
He's our portion. He's our inheritance. We get him, we got it all. Amen?
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for loving us. Father, we thank you for this gathering of believers that can really focus in on you, believe you, and walk in you, trust in you all the way. We can have communion with you, Father. We can walk in your presence. We thank you for that. Father, I pray for the food that we eat today. May it bless and nourish our bodies, and pray for the communion that we have with each other. May we encourage and lift up one another in everything. Be with us throughout this day. May everything that we think, do, and say bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Okay, you're good.
Thank you.